During Jesus' life on earth, the words he used most when speaking to his disciples about their relationship were, "Follow me." He gave them new words, however, when he was getting ready to leave for heaven. These new words, expressing the more intimate and spiritual union between them and his glorified self, were, "Abide in me." There are many earnest followers of Jesus from whom the meaning of "abide in me," with the blessed experience it promises, is very much hidden. They trust in their Savior for pardon from sin and help in their struggles, and they even seek to live in obedience to Him. But they have not realized the depth of intimate fellowship and the wondrous oneness of life He has invited them to in this command, "Abide in me." This lack of understanding leads to unspeakable loss for themselves, but also for the whole church and even the whole world. If we were to probe into why these people, who have accepted the Savior and experienced the renewing work of the Holy Spirit, have nevertheless missed out on the fullness of the salvation prepared for them, I'm sure we would learn that, in very many cases, the reason is ignorance. Our churches do not preach the idea of abiding in Christ, the living union with Him, the experience of His daily and hourly presence and care in our lives, with the same distinctness and urgency as they do His atonement and pardon through His blood. If they did, I am confident that many more Christians would welcome the invitation to such a life with Christ, and in fact, that the world would observe their purity and power, their love and joy, their fruitfulness and blessedness, all character traits that our Savior associates with abiding in Him. This book is meant for those Christians who have not yet fully understood what the Savior meant with His command to abide in Him, or who have feared that such a life was beyond their reach. Like a child who learns only by repetition, believers must regularly fix the mind on the lessons of faith in order to fully assimilate them. My hope is that some, especially young believers, will find this book helpful as day after day they work through this month full of meditations on the parable of the vine. These precious words, "Abide in me." Step by step, we shall get to see how this promise is meant for us, how God's grace empowers us to live into its command, how the experience of its blessing is indispensable to a healthy Christian life, how so many unspeakable blessings flow from it. As we listen and meditate and pray, as we surrender ourselves and accept in faith the whole Jesus as He offers Himself to us, the Holy Spirit will enliven the Word for us, so that Jesus' command to abide in me will itself become the power of God unto salvation, and through it will come faith to grasp its full blessing. I pray earnestly that our gracious Lord will bless this little book to help those who seek to know Him fully. Indeed, it has already been blessed by God with the ministry of its earlier editions. I pray still more earnestly that He would help the multitudes of His dear children who are still living divided lives to see how He claims them wholly for Himself, and how the wholehearted surrender to abide in Him alone brings unspeakable, glorious joy. Let each of us who has begun to taste the sweetness of this life give witness to the grace and power of our Lord to keep us united with Himself. Let us seek by word and walk to win others to follow Him fully. Abiding in Christ and bearing fruit are intertwined.